Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
World cotton production in 2020 is slightly below pre-COVID levels and a bit lower than the 2020 consumption estimate. World trade is projected to increase with higher imports for China and Pakistan, more than offsetting lower forecasts for Bangladesh, Thailand, and Indonesia. While a recovery in mill use is occurring during the 2020 crop year, the ongoing COVID disruptions have resulted in a 2020 estimate well below pre-COVID levels. In the latest USDA report, 2020 world consumption was increased to 116 million bales, mostly due to a 1 million bale increase in India and a 500,000 bale increase in China. This would represent a 13% increase as compared to the 2019 crop year. Projected world 2020 ending stocks are 3.9 million bales lower this month, reflecting lower production and higher consumption. Although stocks are projected to decline slightly in 2020, a stock level near 100 million bales creates a heavy balance sheet again in 2020. Despite the bearish statistical outlook, futures prices have been on an upward trend for the past few months. Prices today are actually above where they were this time 1 year ago. The weaker U.S. dollar, a smaller U.S. crop, the Phase 1 trade deal, stronger competing crop prices, spec trading, and a slightly better recovery than expected seem to have combined to support futures prices. The duration of the COVID-19 disruptions remains a key uncertainty for the 2020 crop year. While the U.S. and world economies are slowly recovering, the pace of economic recovery is highly dependent on the containment of the COVID-19 outbreak and the return to more normal social habits by consumers.